We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
He is mad. He is crazy. Some say he never had any marbles at birth. Or maybe he's onto something. It's the Queery Cast with Larry Queery Rai. It's not fearless, just real talk. And now, here's your host. Hi, hello, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Queery Cast. The name is Larry. It's such a pleasure being back with you. Voice is sounding crispy and all that. Yes. New equipment. Actually, just a new phone. Really, that's it. Much better one. Thanks to the people that provided me the phone and stuff like that. The World Cup is done. Congratulations to France. What else has happened? The elections are closed, so I'm not going to talk about that much. But this week's episode, I've got guests that are on the show, and we're going to talk about something that's on a lot of people's minds. It turns out it's on a lot more people's minds than I actually thought. You know, one of those things you think is like a brain fart, whatever it is, just, you know, one of those things where people get confused. So the topic is, and it's going to take the bulk of the show today, is the number of men who want to be kept by women, especially by women who come from other countries. It's going to offend quite a few people, apparently. They've got some independent listeners to listen to it. But these two gents are pretty adamant that if they got the chance to get out of the country, well, who knows? Let's hear what they have to say. It's Larry, listen to the Queery Cast.
So, it's the Queery Cast, and I'm here walking down the street with a couple of brave men. You have to be brave in Harare, right? You know. In fact, if anything, most people should be afraid of most of us. I got Marvin. What up, bro?
Marvin, yeah. How are you doing, Larry?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you well?
So I've got a person you've heard on the Queery Cast before, Dumi.
So
guys, we were talking and we decided to make it an episode or a section of the podcast. We were talking about, wait a minute. There's this issue where, you know, why the girl is in Zimbabwe, right? She acts like she's brand new, fresh and everything. Then she goes, it's not even that. They always feel like there's something else out there in the rest of the world. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And then when they go out there,
then they realize that,
then they'll be like,
we want them niggas.
Yeah.
Then they realize that there's nothing out there, and they realize that what they left behind was probably better than what they have right there. And now they are really looking at trying to connect to someone locally. But they're so far away now and don't spend enough time locally to be able to connect to someone locally.
And as the local brothers, I just try to get to where they are. And who act right, just to get to where they are.
When you say act right, because I need to get this right. Are you talking about, is it a monetary issue?
It's monetary, really.
It definitely.
Because look, it can't be a physical issue, because physical can be gotten even locally.
Guys,
so it's really monetary.
No physical when your oceans apart.
Yeah.
So what is it?
It's like really monetary. So any attempt to get there by a person locally, by a guy locally more so, is monetary. Because they...
Secure the bag, comrade.
Secure the bag.
Yeah, secure the bag. Yeah.
When you say secure the bag, we're talking about the money, right?
Look, Larry,
obviously. Okay, can I ask a question? Are you saying there are guys out there that hook up with a girl just because she's got money? Or are you saying that's changed? Because normally before, it used to be...
Sure. The more money she has, the more attractive she is. That's me.
No, look, Larry, let's be realistic, yeah?
I think this issue probably hits harder in Zim more than it probably would in a country like South Africa and stuff, right? So in Zim, we have a situation where by the average person, the unemployment rate is pretty high, naturally, right? Mm-hmm. So by virtue of that, the average person here in Zim, average guy in Zim, 30 and below, even people in their 30s, are really struggling to cater for basics. That's the harsh reality, right? So that same person who's struggling to get up for basics, by on the back of their profile, might not qualify to make it to the so-called greener pastures.
But I've got a question, though. How does this apply to a Zimbabwean girl in Zimbabwe or outside the country? Like, how does it apply?
Well, look, mate, Zimbabwean girls, obviously, we're assuming a Zimbabwean girl who was born here, raised here a bit, and then moved to wherever, the so-called greener pastures. They've been exposed to a sort of culture, right? Here, manners, culture, whatever you want to call it. And when they arrive wherever they end up at, they don't get that sort of vibe from the people there, from the society there.
And
realize that, and then realize that what we left back home, I could probably find someone who embodies that locally.
And ideally, they'll be like, if I look back home, I'll probably find someone who's more decent, someone that I can settle down with. But then, when she does find me, I'm just thinking of the end goal. The end goal is, I just need to escape Zim.
Exactly. So guys can do what, I mean, look, not me personally, but many guys locally could probably put on whatever facade that woman wants to have, right? And, be that guy, be that loving guy, be that humble guy, right? Play into whatever fantasy she has of a decent, responsible man.
As long as
just to get that spousal visa.
And escape Zimbabwe.
And escape Zimbabwe. I mean, look, this is a reality.
By
all means necessary.
Yeah, and you see, escape what tends to happen now, and cases like this are very common. What tends to happen is if this person manages to use this facade to cross the oceans to wherever they get to, within a year or two, the true colors start to show.
So I've already secured my visa.
Yeah, secure the visa.
I don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking for some white pussy, so to say.
But I've got to ask you, are you saying that a rich person from another country is seen as, I mean, does she have to be Zimbabwean? That's another thing. For example, it's common for people to hook up with someone from another race or whatever nationality.
Not necessarily.
But why does it have to apply so explicitly to Zimbabwean women?
Because they think what they left home is the best. But tese trungo shaka kubula Zimbabwe, guys, to be honest.
So they're trying to reconnect with their culture.
Exactly. And the people who are their so-called culture are looking for a
way out.
Yeah.
We're all looking for a way out.
So are you saying you guys are looking for a way out?
No, not us in particular, necessarily. But
in general.
In
general, we're looking for a way out. If it comes by you saying, I'm looking for a Zimbabwean guy, I'll be that Prince Charming, whatnot, just because I need to live Zim.
So I'm going to pose a scenario for you.
Yeah.
If this girl in the diaspora, right, says that she wants to, she wants to move back to Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Would she still be attractive?
Look.
No.
She wants to move back to Zimbabwe.
Why move?
No, look.
And she come back and settle.
She wants to move back to Zimbabwe. This guy has probably been struggling all his lifetime up to his 30s, right, in Zimbabwe. So what benefit is she coming with? Let's be realistic here.
Yeah. Are you coming with a company? Are you coming with a business? What is it that you're bringing back home that I was saying?
So that is the allure is much less, definitely.
So are you saying the guy will be like, no?
He probably would not be so keen and is likely to pull out the guys, so-called arrangement.
Okay, without naming names.
I feel that is already explosive.
I know. But without putting anyone in the limelight, that boy did well. He saw the bag. He secured the bag. And he's like, fuck
no,
it.
No, come on.
Don't go
back to that ball. That is love. Come on now. Come on now. That, yeah. No, look, look. For
but
me,
anyway,
for me,
love,
for me, for me, for me,
just,
for me, mate. Me, mate. For me, I think that is love, and I'm gonna say.
I'm just playing. But I'm
I
just
cannot.
Saying.
I cannot.
That is love.
I feel that is love.
Okay,
no, it's cool. You name it, whatever you name it.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, we don't know what got them together. But in the context of what we're talking about, this is an idea, or is an idea of what we're talking about. Kutichiga. And secure the bag at whatever cost, comrade. If it be let me not say any further. But anyway, secure the bag and he secured his way out of Zim. Power to him.
Done deal.
I just feel like you guys are jealous.
No.
I actually feel like I actually think that is a beautiful thing.
It is.
It is a beautiful story.
Power to him. Beautiful story. Poor guy meets a successful woman.
Did we just call him poor?
Probably average guy.
Okay, an average guy.
Oh, wow. You guys are just weird. I don't want to, okay, anyway, just to finish off.
Yeah. Anyway, half of this conversation I know will be edited, so.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
Yeah. You guys wish I'd edit this. The cool parts are still there.
Yeah.
So anyway, the reality of the situation is I mean, I can understand what you're talking about, but I think in 2018, are those still the same arguments? I can understand 2010, but are people still trying to get out of Zimbabwe?
Dude, believe me. Look,
right now, with the exchange rate is at 40 for your echo cash. Who wants 40? To live in, 30-40%.
70, dude.
Yeah, who wants to live in a nation like that? In as much as we've got elections coming up, we've got all that nonsense coming up, right? But right now, I'm worried about me, not about the next president. Because I'm putting someone in power to make all the money that I can even make. And what benefit is it to me? So if she comes with the benefit, I'm jumping on that ship.
Okay, and your final words?
My final words is, it is what it is, right? Elections or no elections, whatever the outcome, it's really not my business, right? But the reality is that human beings will be human beings. Those in the diaspora, I believe to some extent, will always not be able to get what they really want from the people in that sort of setting. Some will always need to get some sort of local culture, some sort of local, embodiment, if you want to call it that. So there will always be need for an exchange of love and romance across borders, across oceans. Yeah.
And there's always the need to familiarize yourself, familiar environment, familiar person. Yeah.
Okay.
For
me, I don't understand this. I'm not trying to run away from Zimbabwe. I don't know if I run away. I mean, I'm looking. There's always an opportunity that's always out there, but I don't know if a girl could give me that opportunity. I'm just putting it out there. I mean, it's nothing like that. It's just to say that look, there's some insights that you guys brought into the table, right? So some pretty keen things to say that, if there is an opportunity that comes and it's a lot less difficult than having to work. But I got to ask this question before we go, is to say, would a guy be comfortable getting that visa and you're living in China, the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, what it is, where you sort of are a kept man for a while? How long can you make that last?
In summary, I think to answer you, definitely if you did take that route, right, and went there on that basis, you probably would have to have your tail between your legs for quite a while, for a couple
of
months.
How long is a while? Like how long? I'm not saying you would do it, but I'm just saying, ideally, how long would a guy's
Fine.
Tail
Look,
be?
Look, if it took your tail being between your legs for a year, until your stuff is ordered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look.
A whole
year
being a couch potato, for example.
But I mean, bigger picture. You know, you are looking out for yourself and your family, maybe, back here. So, not saying that I wouldn't do it personally.
The question is...
But I'm saying generally people...
So the question is...
Yeah.
Are you sending money to your family during that period?
Probably. Fine. If you're not sending money, but you're putting in the foundation to be able to send money in the near future. So if it means that you have to be humble and have your tail between your legs for a year, yeah, man.
Yeah, Zotin.
Yeah.
Look. If nga wuthi umuntu nje... I've seen shit on internet. I've seen shit on Twitter, where nigga proposes to a 50-year-old. Yes, cougar shit. Like what? Yeah, it's cougar genetic. And but the idea is, what is the end goal? We're looking at the bigger picture. The bigger picture is nigga left Africa. He's gone to the greener pastures. What you gonna do there? As long as you send money back home, no one cares. Are you wiping ass? No one cares, as long as you send money home. Even if you're kept. But make sure that kuchichika.
Okay, so the question... So, by the way, the reason I asked is that a lot of guys in Zimbabwe will talk about the fact that they need to be kept men. They need to be like real men. I don't know what that means, but they feel like...
Oh, be real. Be a real man in between the shits and still get paid for that shit.
But you're a manhole, though.
Larry. Ajna Taitwish.
What?
Ajna Taitwish. Manhole or not, we all hoeing for life, right? We all hoeing to make a better living for the people back home. So, manhole or no hoe, but hey. Sha, Maria, now who knew on the day would eat?
I feel like Santa Claus right now. Ho, 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 ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
Your response.
I think I echo his remarks. Look, man, as I said before, you do what you have to do with the short to medium term outcome in mind. So if it means you have to have your tail in between your legs, as I said before, or be kept, whatever it is, right? You know, a year from now, 2 years from now, your papers are in order. You can actually get a job that pays you enough to take care of yourself, and have a decent lifestyle, and take care of people back home.
And do whatever you do. Person that you go to there.
So what if you have what if you have this super degree, you have a master's in robotics or something like that?
Well, you build up, I'm saying, initially, you can't go there. Right. Look, dude,
here's a question.
Yeah.
You got, like you say, you got a master's, you got a degree. What are you doing with it in Zim, apart from selling my tomatoes and
okay, so the question I ask is, are you saying that right now, you don't see a year from now where... Because if you go right now, let's say this opportunity was offered to one of you right now, or both of you right now. Are you saying that as it stands, you will be willing to sacrifice a year away from Zimbabwe as opposed to sacrificing a year in Zimbabwe?
Come on. What's a year compared to 36 years?
We need to control that.
Stretch that.
Okay, people started complaining about Zimbabwe in the 90s. So it's not 37 years. So
it's in the 90s. This is 2018. Uh-huh. That's 18 years. What's a year of me slaving myself to make something better for myself in the long run? Because at the end of the day, be it 2000, be it 2001, be it 2006, right now I'm struggling. I can't get a job. I can't get proper employment. If I get proper employment, transfer. Guys, the rate is 40%. If I would have 60% or 70%, and that shit is ridiculous. If I have got $100, I've only got $30 cash, USD. So I'd rather go where I get better opportunities. If I can send back home $100, $200, and I know it's real value, like I said, I would think also market, black market and shit,
it's up to them. But I'm sending them real value. I'm sending them money in a value. Right now, I'm getting shortchanged. I can't even walk up. You know how sad it is? I'm just like, oh yeah, I got $100 in my account. Then be like, that's like $30, man.
That's actually $30 for this guy. But I get your point. You make a good point.
So saying, I think as Dumi is saying, that 1 year away from Zimbabwe, so to speak, I don't think one would miss much. If it doesn't work out wherever they would be at, you can always come back.
Simple. And still continue.
Yeah, but you won't miss much in 12 months.
So the question is, I will ask you, is that...
Not us personally, but
question
generally.
Is, personally, would you do it?
Personally, probably not.
Is there a number? No, there's always a price.
Man has got a price. Every human being has a price to it.
At what value of money would it make sense? For you?
What value of money coming to me directly?
Yeah, like...
Would it make sense for me to... leave the country and go abroad
for a year and be kept for a year.
For a year?
Yes, how much would it cost?
Do me. You first.
if I'm getting like $3,000 a month, I'm cool. I'll jump in that ship personally.
So we're talking about $36,000 a year. Okay, so it's $36,000. Is that the same with you?
I think I'm even more fine. I'm
probably no minimum, right?
Minimum.
Fine. Yeah. I'm probably a bit more expensive. Look, I won't give a figure on air. Look, dude. I have
just
a figure.
Just in case somebody makes a bid.
I have.
So
a figure.
So this guy is on like $20,000 right now.
Just jump at it. Our reality is, everyone's got a price, bro. You know what I mean? Everyone's got a price.
It has to be worth my while, though.
Okay, so that means...
What about you, Larry?
Nah, fam, I'm too arrogant to be kept. I'll be a problem. I just don't see myself being kept.
But you know what? The idea is, it's not about being kept or anything, but we're just saying, look, in life, we all look for better opportunities. If it comes with a price tag that I have to be kept, but it's better than what I'm currently experiencing... I'll take it, because I'm saying, you know what, it's just 1 year, it's just 6 months, because we don't know. No one will change it off for 2 years.
And then becomes whatever
but
grind.
But kumbaga, nda zoka kumbaga, guys, to be honest.
Nengwabo.
Nendabo. Because hobo, like, there are a lot of people that are out there in the diaspora, so to say. Varuku chengeta chembere, vachipukuta trina. Visa waiting in China, wiping people's asses for a measly $500, €500, £500. And when they come here, they pretend as if they're earning 2,000 euros and shit.
Yeah, because you guys are not good at saving. But anyway, that's different.
But I mean,
I know a lot of people while learning, a lot of people are earning a lot more than that, but just not great at saving. Yeah. But... to round off, guys, you guys have been amazing. Incredible. Awesome. We need to have another episode of the Critic Cast with you guys.
Merci beaucoup.
Yeah. Marvin?
Yes.
It's been a pleasure. Where do people find you on Twitter and Instagram?
Instagram, Marvin Mash.
With a Y?
Yeah, Marvin Mash. Like Marvin Gay, but not with an I, with a Y.
Oh, no, he ain't gay.
On Twitter?
Twitter.
You don't do Twitter, okay. Master C, what's you?
Master C, it's MSTRCEE on Instagram. Fitness Ang, if you need that workout done, I'm your guy. And I'm that guy who does the hikes, the hike man. You never know. You might need me.
Okay, glad I quit it, eyes, the Critic Cast.
Over and out.
So that's that. Get in touch with me via email. Just email me larry@3-mob.com. Actually, just get in touch with me to tell me if you think the interview format
that took place actually works. And like I said in the program, in the interview, we were actually just walking from somewhere on Saturday night, and we just decided to record an episode. So it came out. That's what it is. So yeah, get in touch with me on Twitter at Quirirai. And of course, this episode via the platforms that will be announced by Bonnie right at the end. You can find out where to get episodes of the Quirirai and that sort of thing. But yeah, catch me on ZFM Stereo on Mondays and Wednesdays between 7:30 and 8:30. And on Tuesdays between 8:30 and 9 p.m. And I leave you with a thought, a simple thought. The reality for me is that this week was Mandela Week, or whatever you want to call it. Mandela Day happened this week. It would have turned 100. But for me, the emphasis for me for Mandela is I will always love the Mandela that was there before the Rivonia trials. Yeah. The new Mandela is a brand, is now become all over the place and is beginning to sanitize what that man stood for, especially right to the beginning of the struggle, before he went to jail and that sort of thing. And a lot of the things that have commercialized his existence and sort of like, I don't know, watered him down and made him less of a revolutionary than he was, are making me uncomfortable about his memory. And I think it's the hijacking of the idea of Mandela that started off in his lifetime, that is a tragedy. But that's my last thought. It's Larry. You listen to The Quirirai. Thank you very much for joining me. And as I always say, it's been Larry. It's been The Quirirai. Take care of yourself.
You can listen to The Quirirai for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to The Quirirai with Larry Quirirai. It's not fearless, just real talk.